Hi, this is Gemma Dempsey, and welcome to another edition of the Global Gig Guide from KCRW.com. We'll be heading this week to the state of Georgia to check out the inaugural Echo Project, and then to two events in the UK, to Bristol for the maiden voyage of the Lazarette Festival, and then to Whitby in Yorkshire for their annual World Music event. KCRW is proud to be a media sponsor for the Echo Project, which takes place in Atlanta this month. Calling itself an eco-responsible music and arts festival, it aims to revolutionise the way such events are held and how they impact on the environment. I've talked about a lot of festivals this year that were going green with various recycling or carbon offset programmes. The Echo Project aims to take this ethos to another level. The organisers have integrated numerous ecological elements into the event, from having a solar-powered stage to donating 15 cents of every ticket sold to Trees for the Future. Festival goers can also opt to pay a bit more for a Be Green ticket, which will provide renewable energy via the Green Mountain Energy Company, so you can enjoy the festival with a clear and sustainable conscience. And enjoy it you will, given the excellent lineup that includes The Killers, Cat Power, The Brazilian Girls, Michael Fronte and Spearhead, The Flaming Lips, Spoon and Thievery Corporation. And if you go, please send us a photo or send us some comments to global@kcrw.com. From the south of the United States to Bristol in the UK, home of Massive Attack and the comedy brains behind Shaun of the Dead and Little Britain, the first Lazarette Music Festival will take place in two of Bristol's historic musical landmarks. One is a boat called the Thekla, previously owned by the famed British eccentric Vivian Stanshall, known for his work with the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band, as well as appearances on John Peel's radio show. The other venue has been entertaining people for over 100 years. It's called the Louisiana, and has had the likes of Coldplay, The Strokes, and Amy Winehouse perform between its hallowed walls. So combined with the colourful history of the venues, and a lineup that includes lots of stars on the rise, such as Good Shoes, Vedevere and The Hayes, the Lazarette could well become an established event on the UK festival circuit. And if you're wondering about its name, the word Lazarette is a special hatch on a boat, so in keeping with the general nautical theme of the festival.
Oi, pal, get your ears round this.
And finally, a quick mention of Whitby's Music Court Festival. Thanks to its success over the last 8 years, this World Music Festival has grown too big for the venue, and next year it will go to Bridlington Spa. So expect a bit of a special event this year as they bid a fond farewell to Whitby. The lineup is terrific and includes Algeria's Rashid Taha, Congo's rumba group Kekele, UK jazz artist Courtney Pine, and the Sex Patels. According to Musicport's website, one of the band's members is the drummer from Chumbawamba, and their music is a mixture of tabla-based versions of punk rock classics. That's it for this week's edition of the Global Gig Guide. If you want to send us an email with questions or comments, write to global@kcrw.com. Otherwise, check back with us next week for more information on global gigging. The Global Gig Guide is produced for KCRW.com by JC Swatek, and the theme music is composed by The Plush Interiors.